the Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Captain Stephen Bromley. Stephen, good to speak to you, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you too, Mark.
How was the bells for you? Was it something you were able to acknowledge at the time?
Well, yeah, definitely. Both Christmas and New Year, myself and all the guys and girls over here, we were able to essentially bring a new year, as well as have a very decent Christmas, I must say.
And it's important that the guys, although they've got a job to do there, for morale, that the guys have the chance to acknowledge Christmas and New Year.
Oh, definitely, Mark. Christmas and New Year is a very special time, both at home and whilst we're over here. And, you know, for the most part, although the guys have to carry on, but we make sure that every single person gets through and it gets to experience that little bit of Christmas, whether it's, having a few hours off here and there to ensure that they get to sit down and have a proper Christmas dinner, or a little bit of a celebration of singing some Christmas carols with their comrades and friends.
And morale as a whole, is that pretty good at the moment?
I'd say it's very good, across the whole area of operation that we have. Everyone seems to be in fine spirits. On Christmas Day, for instance, the CEO of Three Scots travelled the length and breadth of Nadi Ali to go and make sure that he visited every soldier before the end of Christmas Day.
And 2011 rounded off on a very positive note with the start of transition. It had been announced at the start of December, of course, that this was happening, and it started to happen where you are, Nadi Ali, towards the end of December, and that process ongoing at the moment.
It is indeed. That means that the Afghans will very much be taking the lead, and we now go into tactical overwatch, where we take a step back and we're really there to assist them, to us if they want us to assist them in any of their efforts. However, if they don't wish us to assist, we will very much just be kind of standing there, looking on, watching how they get on. It's a very different role to what a lot of the guys have experienced possibly on other tours. However, it's a very positive step forward in the process.
I suppose the good thing about the winter deployment is the fact that Christmas and New Year, the festive period, was always going to be seen as that kind of halfway mark, and that's really where the guys are at the moment.
Oh yeah, definitely. Having Christmas and New Year, that kind of gets us to the top of the hill, essentially. And I know for families back home, they very much they start to count down from this point. They see this as kind of the summit, and I think for the guys and girls back home, that they're in that same position. They see this as their halfway point, their point to move on forward with that momentum.
Well, Stephen, good to speak to you this week. Anyone back home you'd like to say hello to while you're on?
Oh, just once again to my mother and father, Eleanor and Les Bromley, and also to my girlfriend Kate in York and her family as well. And I hope they had a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
Captain Stephen Bromley of Three Scots, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Mark.
The Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM.
With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.
For Garrison FM, I'm Rafe Parker. Now, we are catching up with those who find themselves in theatre in Afghanistan this year. Private Scott Taylor joins us.
Now, first of all, tell us what your role is in Afghanistan at the moment.
My current role in Afghanistan is to go out on foot patrols or mobile vehicle patrols and disrupt enemy activity, try and get the locals on our side, and hopefully, in the coming future, hand over to the Afghans in Awareo and Nadeli South.
And this is your first tour in Afghanistan, so how does this compare to what you expected before you headed out on deployment?
What I expected, what stories I heard was it's going to be all rough, tumble, tough going, loads of pressure on you. Well, it's not really the case. You do your work, you get left alone, and it's pretty quiet just now. You've got the locals on your side, so that's a helping hand, telling you where the enemy threat is, telling you where they plant the IEDs.
And have you therefore engaged with the Taliban at all, or has it literally been gathering intelligence and working with that?
There has been occasions we've engaged with the Taliban, yeah, and we've come across numerous IDs or stuff that makes IDs. Yeah, and we've also had tip-offs from local elders when I was in my checkpoint.
Now, this has been your first tour away at Christmas, but it's your second year running that you've been away at New Year, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
So what were you doing last New Year?
Last New Year, we were back in Fort George. We got Christmas off, and another company got the New Year off. Got to go out, but we weren't allowed to go too mad, so we had to be back in parade on New Year's Day. I'll just wait till I come home on R&R to fulfil the New Year and Christmas period that I missed with my family and friends.
Now, you mentioned there your family, not married, but you do have a girlfriend. So what kind of message do you want to send to your girlfriend and to your other members of your family?
I'd just like to let them know that I'm thinking about them. There's no reason worrying about me out here. I'll be home in 3 weeks' time for R&R, so we can have our own wee festive season then. I miss them and love them loads and can't wait to see them. And I wish them all the best for the new year.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much indeed, Private Scott Taylor from Three Scots, talking to us from Afghanistan.
Corporal Bob Ellis from Three Scots. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Not bad.
Tell us what you've been up to over the sort of recent days and recent weeks in theatre and what your role is there, really.
Well, pretty much we've been working in Nadi Ali South, just creating a stabilisation force in order to try and hand over the AO to the Afghan security. And we've been just out doing a couple of patrols every day sort of thing, just to create a presence and to let them know that we're still floating about to deter the Taliban as well. And it's been a lot different to the last tour, where it was a lot more kinetic. Now it seems to be the locals are on side, pretty much telling us where the bad guys are.
And are you engaging with the Taliban in that case, or are you simply on patrol and talking to the locals?
Well, it's pretty much gathering intelligence to try and find out where they are. But it's more the speaking to the locals sort of thing. We've not actually had any eyes on, if you know what I mean, the Taliban.
This isn't your first time away over Christmas. You were in Iraq a few years ago on a Christmas tour, is that right?
Yeah. I done Telic 9 in Iraq over Christmas, 2006-2007. So yeah, I've done it before.
You're married and you have a family?
Yeah, I'm married. I've got a wife and two children back home. My youngest daughter being one and my oldest being four. And my oldest, she's had me away for Christmas when I was in Iraq.
And what's it like to be away from them at this time of year? And I guess the obvious question is, how much contact have you managed to have with them?
Well, it's obviously hard being away from your family over Christmas. But it's not too bad because the welfare facilities nowadays, they're getting better every time we come out. So it's not that hard to get on the phone and speak to them. I was in a checkpoint which was a little harder to get on the phone. But there's internet and phone, so you can speak to them as much as you want to, really.
And have you, given that, you know, we're going to be broadcasting this in the UK, have you got a message for your girls and your wife at this time?
Yeah, I'll just say, I'll see them in March. I'm missing them loads. And in the March, April time, I'll see them.
Great. Well, Corporal Bob Ellis, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
And joining me this morning on the line from Three Scots is Lance Corporal Aaron Graham. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Rafe. I'm no bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good. So to start with, tell us what your role is, what you're doing with Three Scots in Afghanistan at the moment.
Well, I'm actually a Section 2IC at the moment for a 15 platoon, but in a role over here, we're broken into multiples, and at the moment I'm doing multiple 2IC for CP Sabat.
And what does that mean? What does that mean in terms of where you are and what you're doing sort of day to day? Are you just based in camp? Are you out on patrol?
Well, basically, we provide our own camp security and mount foot patrols as well. We've got two multiples in our CP, one FSG multiple headed up by Sergeant David Roy, and the other one's my multiple, which is headed up by Lieutenant Alan Perry, obviously me being his 2IC. For my multiple and Mr. Alan Perry's multiple, we take day on, day off on patrol, so basically the privates are basically day on because we've only got eight privates at the moment, and me and him alternate in command of that patrol who leads it day.
And how are you finding things at the moment? Because we spoke to some people from Three Scots at the end of last week who said that generally things are pretty quiet at the moment and quieter than they expected. Is that what you're finding, or are you finding it different from that?
Well, my personal experience for the area that I've been operating in is, it's quiet. The threat is there. We've had two engagements for the insurgents, but it's definitely quiet, and it's more as in interacting with the locals, getting the problems on board and seeing if we can help the local nationals in every which way we can.
Is this your first tour away over a Christmas and New Year period?
It is my first tour away for Christmas and New Year, but obviously I was on here at 10, so the family know what it's like when you be away, and it's just second nature, I'm really in it.
And what about yourself, Aaron? Have you got a wife, and you mentioned family before, is that wife, children, or just parents you were talking about?
Well, I got married in September 24th this year, and I was in Afghan October 12th. Obviously, I arrived in my CP and found out my wife was pregnant, so pretty much everyone's quite new, fast coming to me. Obviously, my mother and father and the rest of my family, they're all happy with, obviously, me being away. But the wife's a bit dodgy, shall we say.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. 3 weeks into a marriage and you head off for 6 months, I'm not surprised. Have you reached R&R for yourself yet?
No, I'm on the last one. It's been about 5 months away for me and the wife, and obviously the future baby, but it happens.
Okay, well listen, Aaron, thanks very much indeed for talking to us today and giving us an insight to how things are going out there. Have you got a message for your wife while you're talking to us?
Aye, Kylie, it's me, if you can hear me, obviously. Screw the nut, keep the savings and look after my baby. I love you, really.
Lance Corporal Aaron Graham from Three Scots, thank you very much indeed.
The Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM.
With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.